Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. One of the most common questions we get about this show is, hey, where can I get those good boy, bad boy cards Adam uses? And for years, we've had to direct people to unnamed competitor. But now we can finally say, you can get them right here. And the here would be hyperlinked to a URL, so you just have to click it and it would just take you to the page. It doesn't matter. The point is, you can now pre-order a deck of good boy cards and a deck of bad boy cards from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop. Grab them on their own or both in a bundle. Each deck contains 50 unique abilities you can use in-game or, if your DM allows, out of game and in real life. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and pre-order yours today. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You can see there are some sort of mechanical junctions as part of these pipes, but they, whatever their purpose is, they are not currently doing it. They are cold and silent. There are two brass statues of dwarves, sure enough, on each side. I only tell truths. And the other one says, I only tell lies. I only tell truths.
Who is your best friend?
Truth stops and says, I am a magical construct. I do not have friends. Then Lies stops and says, James! Nyx says, I'm missing my friend.
Oh, who's your friend?
My friend, my dearest, dearest friend, is Weebor.
What happened to James?
The curse upon us prevents me from always telling the truth, but I tell it whenever possible. You'll need to acquire a dwarven control sphere. And there is a little fire, a little bedroll, and sleeping in it, you see Ziamia.
I recount what's happened. I tell her everything that this...
Can't just be there for the sake of being there, right?
I think the first one tells what it's meant to, and the second one just goes nuts with it. I think it does have a bit of a curse where it has to tell little bits of lies, but I think they're allowed to say what they want for the most part.
Hmm. How did you get further into the complex?
She gives you a little... she pulls out from her head a little brain worm. She gives it to you.
Oh, this again. Well, it's...
Oh, for me?
Something I can
eat.
Yes,
please.
You are once again transported into Ziamia's figurative footsteps, kind of literal footsteps. You're walking through... It's a very strange experience for you, Tree Stump, because you're walking past those two statues, but... Even though they are still speaking dwarvish, it now just sounds like rah, 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 like you can't understand what's being said. You realize you're walking through with Ziamia's senses and then sometimes also kind of in her brain. Once again, you have that sensation of forgetting that you are not Ziamia every now and then. And while that's happening as well, like I said, the statues are incomprehensible to you. You cannot understand them. Ziamia gestures, you see your own hand gesturing over your face, and you feel like a little, like a tight necklace almost pressing into your neck, and then the world is kind of distorted in front of you, like you're looking through a plane of glass. You realize you have a big bubble on your head. Ziamia hops into the water and begins swimming.
Oh. Yeah. Does it burn? Is it sort of acidic?
It tingles a little bit. You can tell that it's, like I said, it is acidic, but it's not like active. Well, it is actively melting. Whatever. It's the acidity is not high enough that just being in for a little swim is going to hurt you. Ziamia swims for a little bit. There's a little corridor. You can see the stonework with the brass inlay and the brass piping. And then you emerge on the other side at a T intersection going left and right. Ziamia heads left and gets to a large circular room. The circular room has some sort of strange contraption in the center of it that whirs and smokes gently. There are parts and elements of it that are quite clearly still operational and in good working order. Then in the kind of in a little plinth in front of the machine, you see a blue orb with mechanical gears inside of it moving at a rapid speed. Ziamir's hand reaches out and touches it, and you can see that she pulls on it a little bit and it starts to come away from the plinth, and then the machine gives like a and she lets go immediately. She doesn't want to mess with that. Then you're back in the room. Back at the camp.
Yeah, so you just swim down through. Yeah, okay.
Wasn't the point to break it?
This is presumably before Ziamir found the big machine. Ziamir doesn't really understand how to break it and is maybe also afraid that if she did that, she could start the machine. She doesn't know how any of it works. And in a rare display for an adventurer of restraint, she has decided that it would be better not to touch the machine, since when she found it, it was currently not operational.
Right. Well, we were told from that gnome how to roughly destroy it. Yeah,
flooding it should work.
And we've got that that acid that we meant to pour on. Did he tell us where to pour it?
He said would just destroy anything that was not the glass bottle that it is contained within. Or it should destroy anything that is not the glass bottle that is contained within.
Throw it out.
He probably also would have told you that you could try pouring it on the machine, but unless you know exactly, it would destroy some of the machine, but probably not enough.
Okay. But yeah, okay. So we have to flood it, and that was to destroy some pipes that have water
flooding
in them?
Flooding the machine itself will hopefully destroy it.
Okay, and do we do that with the
acid? He just gave you the acid as like a maybe this will help.
Right, as a right. So we need to somehow flood the machine. Okay. Everyone's pretty exhausted. Have you seen anybody coming in or out since? I guess you arrived.
She shakes her head slowly.
Yeah, right. Well, she'll probably ask that to the statues there. Big G.
Okay.
Yes. Shall we?
You've had something to eat, but you haven't rested yet. So your exhaustion is still at level 2. You could stop and have a rest if you wanted to raise your level, or to lower, I should say, your level of exhaustion. But you aren't. Yeah. This could be a time-sensitive thing. You are uncertain.
Mm. Well, we could rest here if we wanted to for a little bit to try to recuperate some of our energy. Or I would probably suggest some of us go down and see what we can do.
Chantel nods slowly and says, I would like to probably take a bit of a rest further, but if anyone else I would not think that was foolish.
Yes. Either way, I'd recommend perhaps Chantel, you stay up here.
Saren nods and says, I think it would be a clever if we, yes, clearly this machine is already making the golems. Let us not give it any time that we can afford to not give it. Yeola shakes her head. She says, I disagree. I think that if we go in there foolhardily, if we die, it's going to produce until someone else comes along, and who knows how long that will be.
That's a very good point, actually.
That's clever. I can go over now and ask the statues what they know, and then come back and take the first watch.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you would ask them some questions about if anyone has come round, how many golems are being produced, if anyone...
I don't know how good the answers are going to be, but I'll certainly come back with some.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You'll probably find something from at least the Truth Boy.
I don't know about the Truth Boy. I think the Truth Boy's full of look.
All right, you head back to the statues?
Yeah.
I tell only truths. I tell only lies.
Who's come past here in the last few days?
Lux stops and says, a woman, a strange woman that I did not recognize. Knock or Nix says, an army of goblins looking for my friend Weebor.
Who else?
Who else? Neither of them respond to that. They've already answered that question.
So that was everyone.
So perhaps you ask earlier?
What about in the last week?
Or even just before that woman you don't recognize.
Who last came in before the woman you don't know who she is?
Lux stops, A man, a strange man, perhaps a farmer. Nok Unix stops and says, no one, she is the only person who has ever entered here, aside from the goblins.
And was this farmer a human man?
Lux stops and says, yes, it was a human. And then Nok or Nix does not respond to that.
Maybe ask when that was, the farmer.
When did the farmer come in?
Lux stops and says, nearly 100 years ago. Nok or Nix does not respond again.
How long's the machine been on?
Lux stops and says, no, they probably don't respond to that one.
Why aren't you answering me?
Lux stops and says, if I don't answer something, it's because you either weren't specific enough or I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry, I am limited. Nok or Nix stops and says, because we hate you. You didn't get my friend Weebor.
I'm still trying. It's very tricky to try and get them out from under the water with a bomb.
Maybe just ask, how long has the golem machine been on for?
How long has the golem machine been on for? And I describe where it is in the building.
Yeah. You describe as best as you can where the golem machine is in the building, since you don't really know, you don't know the full layout of the complex yet. The brain worms have only given you kind of spotty vision, if you will. Lux stops and says, the Colatorium reopened several days ago.
Who turned it on?
Nok or Nix says, the Colatorium is a lie created by the gods.
My heart breaks for him. He genuinely misses a fake man. Who turned it on?
Lux stops and says, I don't know. Nok or Nix stops and says, why are you talking to him? He's trying to deceive you.
Ask how it got turned on.
How did it get turned on?
Lux stops and says, someone fed it the materials it needs to start. Nok or Nix doesn't respond.
Who fed it those materials?
Lux stops and says, I don't know.
Did the machine get turned on after the woman came here?
Lux stops and says, in between a visit.
In between a visit? After the woman came here, but before she came back?
Lux stops and says, she has been here several times. In between visits, it turned back on.
But you didn't see anybody else come in.
Lux stops and says, I did see someone.
Who was it?
Lux stops and says, I don't know.
So the farmer came in 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And then the woman came in.
Yes.
And then you said that was it. And now you're saying the woman came in a few times and another person came in.
It doesn't respond to that one.
Knowing that, why did you lie to me?
Lux stops and says, I'm sorry if I have spoken incorrectly or untruthfully. My creators made me the best way they could.
I'm sorry, my parents raised me wrong.
Nok or Nix stops and says, his creators are trickster gods trying to lead you astray. They have also enchanted me. I am the one that speaks truth. It makes like a weird noise at the end.
What was that?
I tell only truth. I tell only lies. They don't respond.
Are they?
Why did your voice go funny at the end just now? What was blub blub blub?
Lux stops and says, he's trying to trick you. Nok or Nix stops and says, help!
Can you describe the person that came in between? Ask him to describe the person.
I like that you're having this whisper at the end of a really long corridor.
Oh, yeah.
You can come and join me.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I was.
Yeah. Someone needs to.
Yeah.
This person.
Looked like Big T was.
This person that came in after you trickily tricked me, after the woman The person who came in and presumably started the machine, what did they look like?
Lux stops and says, I. Nock or Nyx stops and says, they were a giant man, big enough to be a town.
Ask them if they're still here.
Is this person still here?
Lux stops and says, I. Nock or Nyx stops and says, no, they've been dead for nearly 10 centuries now.
Why can't you speak when they ask these questions?
They don't respond to that one.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. Our good friends over at Dungeon Studios is creating original content for Dungeons & Dragons 5th Ed and has a brand new Kickstarter with 6 one-shot modules. Taking place in Enneron, a richly developed world with new and unique playable species, classes, backgrounds and more, each module contains all of the information and lore that you will need to create and play a vivid and exciting one-shot with your players. This collection contains a variety of adventure types, ranging from mainly puzzles and role-playing to mostly combat to a mixture of both. Just search for Dungeon Studios or Enneron on Kickstarter, and if you back this project today, you get one of the modules right now. Point of No Return puts your players in the icy north. After a mining accident leaves a number of miners stranded deep below ground, the party volunteers to go in and help them. But little do they know, there's much more than just miners and rocks down there. 75% funded in only 8 days, the Kickstarter ends on March 2nd. So once again, just search for Dungeon Studios or Enneron on Kickstarter and back now for your chance to be one of the first people to experience the incredible setting of Enneron.
Ask them if they left.
Did the person leave?
Lux stops and says, no, they're still here. Knock or Nyx stops and says, I told you, they're dead.
Did this person program you in some way?
Lux stops and says, I have been meddled with. Please contact my creator. Knock or Nyx stops and says, got him.
Yeah, so we can, I guess the person who meddled with it probably is either still here, I guess. Would they meddling with something like this? What would that require?
Powerful magic. Like, something that kept going for this long and seems, look, as meandering and strange as these creatures are, as honestly unhelpful as they are, the amount of energy that has been clearly put into them and the length of time that that energy has been this active implies that this is some powerful magic indeed.
Right. And so to meddle with it means like a lot of magic. Okay. Well, it seems that I can't answer direct questions, but you can kind of go around that and they will be able to say anything. The person, can you ask them something like, the person that meddled with them, they weren't human, correct? See if we can get them to kind of like answer a negative.
The person who meddled with you wasn't human, yes?
Lux stops and says, they were human. Knock or Nyx stops and says, there are no humans.
Can you ask perhaps what we can ask about the person who meddled with
what it? Things can I ask you that won't result in you having to say something you were programmed to by this person?
They don't respond to that one.
That was a confusing way of putting it.
I think it was very clear. What can we talk about freely, you and I?
They don't respond to that one.
Does Big T think that they're sentient?
Clearly.
I don't think they're sentient.
You literally said that Nock or Nyx actually misses their fake friend.
I think if you're programmed to miss something, you miss them.
Yes. So I guess we can ascertain that there is a very powerful, potentially human wizard down there, and they're still here.
Are you guarding the wizard now?
Lux stops and says, We are assisting in any way. Knock or Nix stops and says, we can't help anyone.
Is the wizard behind you?
Lux stops and says, physically, no. Magically, maybe. Knock or Nix stops and says, yes, physically.
Ask them how we fix the meddling.
How can we fix your meddlement?
Lux stops and says, I don't know. Knock or Nix stops and says, we bore knows.
I'm going to go back to the party and tell them some of these things to see if they might have anything else that they might want to import. Try and find out any information you can about this meddling person. But I think in this instance, Yeora might be correct where we need to rest.
I think it sounds like this wizard fellow is very powerful and we need to take all the rest we need.
Does resting work in that it's like we need 8 hours to resume that, to get that
health? Yeah, you would need to spend 8 hours resting.
Or is it a thing
resting,
where we can do
with
it?
Food.
Okay, cool. Okay. Well, I go back to the group and parlay this information about this potential meddling wizard.
As she listens, Ziamia has a very thoughtful expression. She pulls at she pulls out another brain worm and hands it to you.
I gobble it up. Yuck, of course.
I come back too. These people aren't nice.
Well, you really don't like being alone, Heartbeat.
What?
I've never noticed that before.
It's very funny. Okay. I notice it in most games.
I've never noticed it before.
The world's scary.
I just thought you'd be asking,
but it's better with a friend.
It's fine. I understand. I just thought you might be asking a bit more questions about the wizard.
Oh, actually. I'll ask.
No, if you're worried, it's fine. No. I get it. You want to be close to a friend.
I would ask, how can I help you? But I just can't imagine that would result in any sort of answer.
Anyway, you consume the brain worms.
Yes.
You're walking down one of the paths in this, here in Karkazan. You stop as Ziamia and you see something. You're a little shocked to see it. You have explored this place a few times and this is something new. It looks like someone else has been through here. There are a couple of bodies lying up against the wall. They're humans. You move to inspect them. They're dead. They've been dead for a little while, maybe days. It's hard to tell, though. You see that they are wearing uniforms of a sort. As Ziamia, you do not know what these uniforms are. Heraldry is not something you are very aware of.
Could be anything at this point.
You recognize, well, you could see that the heraldry is of a shoe, which you don't really recognize. You're not sure what that could possibly mean, but it looks like from some sort of noble house.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
It looks like these people were from some sort of order.
Huh. Okay.
They have a kind of like a classic adventurer look to them as well.
Is it the nice shoe?
So this,
it's a glass shoe, perhaps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So some kind of adventures have come through and... I mean, or someone's collected these adventures.
These adventurers look like they died here in this place. You, as Ziamia, you probably are aware of several traps and stuff like that. You've disabled the ones you can disable, but a bunch are beyond your skill. Mm. So you just kind of learnt how to avoid them. It's
right.
Clear these people fell into some of those traps.
Ah! Okay. All right. Okay, so adventures have been here... perhaps to turn it on, or perhaps to what we're doing.
Ziamia doesn't know. Ziamia just knows that in between some of her visits, these bodies showed up. She didn't think anything of it until now.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. Well, okay. Well, it looks like somebody has come down here and either as an adventuring group, tried to do whatever. Just I guess explore. Or they perhaps knew where they were going, and they lured these people in, and perhaps they're feeding the machine.
Ziamia nods warily.
Yes, and there was two guards. I mean, there was two adventurers. Yes,
sorry, three. I might have said two.
Well,
but
we know
three.
Okay, so there's three adventures. So we know at least perhaps, is it a one-to-one? Do we know with the machine that one person will make one golem, or is it a thing where perhaps three
none
people
of you,
make
maybe,
one golem?
Maybe the gnome would have known, but you definitely don't.
So we know there is at least one to three golems, but the other golem walked the other way, so we're down to at least between one to two more. Okay. And you didn't see anyone else, did you, Ziamir?
Ziamir shakes her head.
Have you explored all the areas, or was there places still?
She obviously doesn't say no, but she shakes her head very profusely. She gives you another brain worm. See several like really death-defying, terrifying-looking traps, where several instances where like a corridor or whatever, and there's a constant trap going where the walls of floor like bang slam really long corridor as well. Walls and floor, bang, slam into each other. Walls on either side, bang, slam into each other. And like a really rapid ray. Both ends of the door, wall corridor, bang, slam into each other. At a really terrifyingly rapid rate. Ziamir, several traps like that. Ziamir takes one look at them and is like, nope. And just walks away.
Yes, definitely not for us. Well, I guess we'll need to, I guess, rest, recuperate. Wait. So there was three people that we the dead bodies, but the statue only said there was only one person that comes through. I guess it's the meddling thing. I guess you could ask the statue a bit more about that. I go back to Big D. Relay that kind of information. I guess you could ask the statues anything a bit about that, those adventures. But I guess they're already being muddled with.
Maybe so the entire group comes over to the statue thing. They're all like everyone's kind of curious about them.
Yeah. Let's go together. Come on.
Ziamir just has like a little feel around the statues, just checking them out. There's not like much that she knows or can do, but she's just curious now that she knows what they're constantly saying.
So these three people that came in, did they end up in the machine?
They don't respond to that one.
Are you not allowed to talk about the three people?
Lux stops and says, I don't know what three people you're talking about, as they were not privy to the conversation you had back at your camp.
The three adventurers with the glass shoes on their chests.
Lux stops. I don't remember any adventurers. Knock or Nix stops. There were two adventurers, not three.
Interesting. Okay. So perhaps he's only meddled with the truth-telling one, and the lie one can tell a little bit of a truth, but not really that much, perhaps. I kind of mutter out loud.
That's what we've been trying to base off, isn't it?
Yeah. I guess.
These four adventurers that came through, these two adventurers, were they the ones who messed with the machine?
Lux stops and says, Tamper warning, tamper warning, tamper warning. Knock or Nix stops and says, yes, the adventurers messed with us.
Well, now I'm stumped. When did these adventurers come through?
Lux stops and says, no adventurers have come through here. Knock or Nix stops and says, at the same time as her.
Right. Okay. So, is there any other way out here? Is this in the entrance?
Ziamir shrugs. She doesn't know.
I meant to ask them, Big T.
What other entrances are there?
Lux stops and says, there are several entrances and exits, especially now that the iron golems have made more. Knock or Nix stops and says, there are no entrances or exits. You are trapped here forever. He makes like a noise like a wall sliding shut, but no wall slides shut anywhere.
Where is the nearest exit?
Lux stops and says, back the way you came. Knock or Nix stops and says, you are trapped forever.
I hope you don't relay that one onto us, Big T, because that you would have got to look like this.
What does that mean in Dwarven? What does that mean? I've never heard that word in Dwarven before.
Where is the furthest away exit?
Lux stops and says, at the other end of the complex. Nok Unix stops and says, intruder alert. Security has been dispatched. You will be automatized and sent to the chambers.
You are boring now.
Ask how many iron golems there are now, currently.
How many iron golems exist
Lux
now from this facility?
Lux stops and says, 422, 3, 4, and then he stops. Nok Unix speaks up and says, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I convey that information.
400 and, so yeah, 423 and then 3, 4?
Yes, 422, 3, 4. Are there iron golems being made currently?
Lux stops and says, production just stopped. More material is required.
How many iron golems exist now?
424.
Ask him how many iron golems are operational in this facility.
How many iron golems are operational in this facility?
6.
So there are 6 iron golems walking around this place.
5. 5 iron golems are currently walking around this facility.
Did one just get out?
They are constantly escaping.
Who just stopped production?
Production stopped when we ran out of material.
Has anyone been informed that the production has been stopped?
Who's the we in that sentence?
Lux stops and says, who is now aware?
Who is we?
Lux stops and says, I used we in a general sense. We kind of meaning the facility.
What does Nok say?
Nok or Nix says, you have run out when we said we.
Pat, could you ask them, so the name that they cannot say, ask them what is not the name of the...
What is not the name of the person running this facility? You have to tell me a name that it isn't.
Lux stops and says, Nok.
Okay, that one sounded, that was in every language.
Nok Unix stops and says, the Grey Hill Free Company.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem.
That's us.
But we're just a bit of the Grey Hill. What wizards do we have back at camp? Or what wizards left the camp?
There are a few wizards at camp. The Grey Hill Free Company is quite large.
Huh. Well, that's... Is there... Yeah. Are we on the mission we didn't know about?
Perhaps,
Maybe there are 2 missions, and one of them is bad.
Perhaps they need our help. Just like...
But if they...
Looking to Chantel, looking
and there's just
to,
like, you can
to,
hear a penny drop right now.
Yeah, yeah.
With the exception of Zia... Well, thank God Ziamia can't talk, so now you can definitely hear a penny drop. But yeah, Ziamia is the only one who doesn't know that you're the Grey Hill Free Company. Ziamia, Yeola, and Sarin are all, like, kind of just dumbfounded at that. Are you sure you've translated that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of my not reading goes into listening. I've got, we don't have one sense, so good to the other one.
I guess I rack my brain for the higher-ups in the Free
Company. Moramash is in charge of the Grey Hill Free Company, but there's, like, a lot of elements. It's not that, like, centralized a thing.
Well,
right.
Look, if someone's been sent out on a mission, and this is the mission, maybe they did the mission, and maybe someone sent out a new mission because the old mission was a mistake. I'm sure everyone was just doing their job, but now it's a new job.
Perhaps. Or perhaps, say, for example, they were working for the Grey Hill Free Company. And then when they found this place to like how we are here to stop this, perhaps they were also investigating something else, and they came here, and perhaps opportunity, perhaps some of the more greedier members of the Grey Hill Free Company. I guess I'm trying to like hide the fact that we are those people from a little bit from the Emir, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's clever.
Perhaps the more greedier members of
good job in being a bad friend. Yes. Can I get a number between 1 and 31?
Company. Oh, I'll take a 17.
Okay. Prepare to make a note. Walk it off. Heal a d10 plus your level damage.
Yeah.
Ziamia believes you.
Excellent. So perhaps a greedier member of this Grey Hill, because I has decided to then utilize the facility that they found, and instead of destroying it, they're perhaps doing their own thing for their own means. That seems reasonable. I want to maybe try to, I don't know, either convince myself and those around me of this. Because that seems just like, I don't know, finding out that perhaps the company that you're working for are not great. I don't know how much that would do for morale right now.
Everyone's so in shock that they're either not really listening to you or not really thinking about what you're saying.
I think it makes sense. I mean, this company is for people.
Can you ask them if they're... they won't say if they're still here. What...
You've got to phrase it in a negative way. We got to basically
ask. I need you to tell me
ask a lie.
Where this Free Hill. I need you to tell me where this company isn't. Right now.
Right now.
They tell don't me where respond they are. To that one.
Or where aren't they?
Where aren't they? Where aren't the Grey Hill Free Company?
They don't respond to that one.
Where is the leader of the Grey Hill Free
where
Company?
Isn't the where leader isn't? Of the Grey Hill Free Company?
Lux stops and says, I don't know who leads the Grey Hill Free Company.
Where isn't the person who meddled with your settings?
Lux stops and says, they have left here. Nock or Nix stops and says, they have left here and we know exactly where they are. It's in a castle, not too far from here, called Count Dracula Castle.
Okay.
Why don't we?
I think instead of focusing on exactly where these people are, if they are gone, we focus on fixing their mistakes.
Yes. So we need to have a rest, and then we need to go down there. And figure out how we can flood
right.
it.
You want to go have a rest? Yeah.
Yes.
I think that might be the best option for us.
We need to have a rest and just all be in a bit of silence for a bit.
Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. Has this ever happened to you? You look down and, oh no, my titties are out and I've spilled sauce on them from this sausage roll I'm currently eating. If only I had a t-shirt to cover up my shame and not get my titty sauced. Well, do we have the solution for you? Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today. Maybe you want the world to know that the vibe check is good. Or may I suggest the Saucy Boys tea? The perfect tea to mop up any sauce-based liquid to save you the embarrassment of dripping sauce on your uncovered chest. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.